You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Jared Wadley. In February, the country celebrates Black History Month, a concept originated in 1926 by historian Carter G. Woodson. He believed that young Black Americans should know their history to become productive citizens in society. University of Michigan professor Percy Bates said all races should know their history and the contributions made by other ethnic groups.
Carter G. Woodson really thought it was very important for Negroes at that time to have some idea about their history. It was actually Negro History Week, and it went that way for really a long time. It was 1976 when it was then expanded to a month. And by this time, as we've gone through a number of changes, we were no longer referred to as Negroes. And then we had Black History, and now it's Black History Month. In reading about Carter G. Woodson, it was pretty clear that he was a historian and had some strong beliefs about one having knowledge about their history. And it's almost as if you don't know where you came from, you have no roadmap to where you're going. And I think he one point has said that you're likely just to get lost if you don't really have a good sense about your history. So it's a guidepost for us for the future. I do think it is important not only for Black Americans, but for all Americans to understand who made a contribution to bring us today to where we are. And as you know, we have a Hispanic month. We also have a Native American month. So these are really ways, I think, of getting information to the public about other people, because it's easy to look in the mirror and believe that your people and what you see are the only ones who made contributions to bring this nation to where it is. And we all know that that is absolutely not the case at all.
Black History Month is still relevant today, Bates said.
I believe that it is very important, not only to African Americans in this country, but to everybody else, in reference to pausing at a given time every year, and we're guaranteed that there will be some attention to it. I'm just sort of amazed as I look at what I'm seeing even just today on February 1st. The television this morning was loaded with items, issues related to Black History Month, and ideas about what's to come. I think we need to be reminded of the Booker T. Washingtons, the Carter G. Woodsons, that whatever it is we're doing, we didn't just start. It didn't just start here. That we've had African Americans throughout our history who've made tremendous contributions to us. And I always say that we're standing on their shoulders. They're the ones who bought time for us to get to where we are today. And therefore, to be able to take the time to pause and to think specifically about the contributions of African Americans to this country is a very valuable thing, and I hope that we'll always do it. I would love for us to think about the other 11 months of the year, that it's not just let's make a loud noise and look at everything, do everything in February, and then we don't have to think about it for the next 11 months.
Bates said the K-12 curriculums should teach many cultures throughout the year.
I think for the K-12 students, it's really hit and miss. What they hear mostly is in the month of February. It will vary from place to place. There are some school districts, there are some administrators, there are some teachers who feel that it's important to carry it out through the year, and you'll hear more about it. But I don't believe it's really institutionalized within our education system. I mean, even with No Child Left Behind, it's a really good place, it seems to me, to plug something in there. And while there is some focus on underserved urban children, it's not clear that we're really talking about the value of knowing about a history, the value of understanding where people come from and the contributions that they've made. This is what I think diversity is all about. You need different people with different backgrounds coming together talking about their history, comparing their history. You know, we used to joke about my dad can beat your dad. I'd like to hear more about, let me tell you what my dad did. Let me tell you about his country. Let me tell you about things that I'm proud of that I can bring to the table. And I want to hear the things that you're proud of and the things that you bring to the table. When people talk about diversity, that's what comes to my mind.
But contributions made by blacks go beyond the familiar names like Rosa Parks, Jackie Robinson, and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Do you know what inventions were made by Benjamin Banneker, Dr. Charles Richard Drew, and Garrett Morgan? Banneker invented the first farmer's almanac. Drew was the first person to develop the blood bank. And Morgan, he invented the gas mask and automatic traffic signal.
Everybody knows about Rosa Parks. Everybody has heard about Martin Luther King. While it's important to know that, there was real contribution of African Americans in ways that we don't normally talk about. You think about the cotton gin and really critical things when you're wearing a cotton shirt. Do you know the history of that? Do you know where that came from? That's very important to me, and you ought to know that about me, not just the fact that I can play basketball or I can play football, and we don't go much beyond that. And that's what I think is very unfortunate. As I was reading the other day, if you don't understand your history, if you don't make a contribution, you'll somehow lose your soul and lose your way. And I think there are lots of people who are now worried about African Americans in this country in the broader sense as to, have we lost our way and how do we get back on track? Really reach back deep and realize that we didn't just show up playing basketball. There's a long history of African Americans making contributions all along the way. We didn't just get here today as to where we are with one group making a contribution. We got here because lots of people made a contribution.
Bates is a professor of education and director of the Programs of Educational Opportunity.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.